Now, the administration is also facing pressure to weigh in on the debate over gun control in the aftermath of the shootings in Connecticut last Friday. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the president would like to reinstate a ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004.
And today, President Obama is expected to announce that Vice President Biden will spearhead an interagency task force to come up with a policy response to the tragedy. No specific policy proposals are expected as part of that announcement, though.
Now, as that's happening in Washington, funerals continue today for the victims of last week's shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. Several of the youngest have already been laid to rest. NPR's Joel Rose spoke to the family of one six-year-old who died in the shooting about how they are coping with this loss.
Outside the town hall in Newtown, there's an improvised memorial to those who died on Friday. A collection of flowers, candles, and teddy bears crowded together on two stone benches. Every few minutes, local residents stop by to snap pictures. The memorial is supposed to comfort the families of the victims. And for at least one parent, that's exactly what it did.
Noah was a ball of fire, energy, unrestrainable, love, light, everything, the essence of life.
Veronique Posner's son Noah was killed on Friday. Posner stopped outside the town hall on Tuesday with her parents and teenage daughter. They were taking Noah's youngest sisters to grief counseling.
They're coming here because there's solace to be found through petting doggies and talking to grief counselors, because right now I'm so splintered and broken, I can't give to my children what they need.
Posner's two youngest daughters, Noah's twin sister Ariel, who is in first grade, and Sophia, who's in second grade, were also in class at Sandy Hook Elementary School on the morning of the shooting. Veronique Posner recalls racing to the school from her job as an oncology nurse and somehow finding her daughters in the chaos of the firehouse next to the school.
And then just the awful, awful, awful waiting and wondering. And then finally they announced that there had been 20 fatalities of children, and I knew my son was dead. I had been throwing up nonstop. I knew he was dead.
Noah was buried on Monday in Fairfield, Connecticut. Since the shooting, Veronique Posner says she's drawn comfort from the community in Newtown and from people all over the country. She says it helps to be surrounded by family members who've flown in from as far away as France and Seattle.
So what I want to say about Noah was an impish little rascal.
Noah's grandmother, Marie-Claude Deutschhaver, lives in Seattle and caught a plane to Connecticut on Friday as soon as she heard about the shooting. She recalls visiting with Noah on his sixth birthday just a month ago and helping him put together a Lego toy.
I said, Noah, this is not right the way you build it. Yes, it is right. And at the end he said, oh, okay, I see. And then he would do it. But his first position was always to argue. He was a born arguer.
Veronique Posner and her family say they're grateful for the state trooper and grief counselors who've helped them since the shooting.
Just wonderful angels of God. I mean, and of course having my family coming in from far parts to gather together to support each other, because you can't walk this alone. Actually, you can't even crawl it alone.
The family says Noah was inseparable from his two young sisters, and the hardest part has been explaining to them that he's not coming back. Veronique Posner says she's told her children this.
That sometimes that there are people who are tormented inside, and they don't think right, and they don't know what they're doing. And sometimes others have to pay the price of that.
A price the Posners are only beginning to understand. Joel Rose, NPR News, Danbury, Connecticut.